Seis personnes. Dans ma chambre, six personnes. Can I recognize the hand that is before you, Honorable, on the system? There's Honorable Masaka on the line. Honorable Masala.
Honorable Mashiru can try to politicize this thing, but it's not going to happen. Because before the meeting was called, those people that were calling the meeting should have done their thorough investigation, whatever, to check if this meeting is relevant. Meeting of today. Or we must first have that. That's what we always talk about when we talk about incapacity. Let's say these people were traveling, it was not a Zoom meeting. It's all the state resources. That is the incapacity that we always talk about when we talk about the ANC-led government. The incapacity, the waste of the people's money, the taxpayers' money. We come in a meeting and we are told that the meeting today, we are not going to get answers because there must be a certain meeting that happens before this one. But the meeting has already been called. So this thing must come to an end, man. We are wasting people's money, the taxpayers' money. It really must come to an end. And then the last presentation, I saw it was talking about that the tanks remain empty for a longer period. That is the first one that we were talking about. It was the waste of taxpayers' money to buy all those tanks that we put across South Africa. And at the end of the day, those tanks doesn't have water. It doesn't happen to Northwest alone. It is happening across South Africa. Those that they said it was for COVID-19, it's useless because people that don't have water, the tanks are sitting there without water. Sometimes you had to call the municipality to come and get water. If you don't call as member of parliament, they will never do that. You have to call, fight them to go and pour water into those tanks. So that is the incapacity of the ANC-led government. So, but my interest is in the decline of groundwater levels at Grootfontein Aquifer. So my question is, what are the causes of this decline, as it has major consequences of water supply in the future? Now, the second question in relation to the art. Research also points out that tensions between stakeholders in respect of over-extraction of water for irrigation. The Department of Water and Sanitation has also resulted in challenges. Could the department expand on whether there is a functioning water user association in the area? The drilling of boreholes around the Grootfontein Aquifer has put further strain on resources. How is the Department of Water and Sanitation addressing this? As the master plan for Northwest Province being finalized? That is another question. The last question, Chairperson, is the 2017 infrastructure report card produced by the South African Institution of Civil Engineering provides a useful analysis of the state of water infrastructure in South Africa, as well as remedial action required. Has the Department of Water and Sanitation engaged with the report? And does the Department of Water and Sanitation have a working relationship with the South African Institution of Civil Engineering as a stakeholder? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Masala, Honorable Makhutu. I'm not sure whether you want to speak.
I was responding.
So, am I not audible? I was trying to respond to your request. I'm saying I was responding to what? Hello? Chairperson?
Yes, I'm listening, Honorable Makhutu. Proceed.
I'm saying we have asked questions. To give us answers. We are not going to wait for the next meeting for our questions to I don't know if this is the right time for me to answer them now, or is this still going to be... Wait, and after their presentation, so that I can be in a position to ask questions related to the presentation given to us about Department of Water and Sanitation. Thank you.
I'm also the chief whip.
No,
she always says the chief whip.
We are not the chief whip, man. It's Floyd.
Honorable Mukala, you are chairing the meeting. Honorable Mokoto, they presented the report, and I'm not sure whether you have the network, but they presented the water and sanitation. Ask your thank you, because you had the presentation before. You're welcome, Honorable Mokoto. Unmute your mic, Honorable Mokoto. Honorable Mokoto, unmute your mic.
I have some questions, Honorable Mokoto. We're waiting for those questions.
Honorable Mokoto, please stop. Honorable Mokoto.
Okay, thank you. What are the reasons for late submission of variation orders? Has the department addressed this issue? And if it has, how has it addressed the issue? Does the department have an effective way of dealing with the municipalities who are non-compliant to the conditional grants? If any, can the department provide the effective strategies which the department is going to enforce compliance to conditional grants? Why has the department made it a habit not to pay the service providers on time? We always hear of late payment of service providers by the department. Why is it like that? When are they going to stop doing that? What is the department doing to address the problem of municipal What is the department doing to address the problem of municipalities implementing projects on the tribal land without an agreement between municipalities and the tribal authority? Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable Mokoto, you must tell them to send questions earlier because you are delaying us.
You are out of order, Honorable Mvana. You are out of order. I was
proceed,
very out of order, Mvana.
Honorable Mokoto, proceed.
Chairperson, thank you for asking my questions, but Honorable Mvana is out of order.
Of human settlement is failing you, and they are she raised is the issue of Section 100, that the province generally is under Section 100, which means that national it's intervening in all the departments within the province. So I'm trying to check, because generally I don't settlement settlement will be able to implement the budget that is allocated to them, meaning that the as rural as they are, it's a regulatory realm. They will not be able to get services in relation to any settlement this year under region check. So I'm trying to get the national input. The input from National Human Settlement to say, do you have any progress report in terms to how is the intervention in the province, and how do they view that intervention? Are we winning the battle or not winning the battle? I'm skeptical to say, yes, we are interacting with the province, but is it relevant for us as the portfolio committee to interact with the provincial department, whereas they are put under Section 100, where in national is supposed to intervene? Are we supposed not to interact with the national department just to check what are the programs put in place to assist the Department of Human Settlements? Yes, that's it. I'm just lost, Chair, in terms of where are we and how should we move forward in terms of dealing with these matters. The Section 100 and the establishment of a new Department of Human Settlements in that province. The NEC is still acting, the HOD probably is still acting, Chair. Therefore, it goes back to what the DM is saying, that probably they are not going to spend the grant that are allocated to. And definitely, it means that the money is going to be taken out of that province to other good performing provinces, Chairperson. So I'm trying to check, are we relevant constitutionally, are we relevant to interact with the province, and is it not the National Department of Human Settlement which is supposed to interact with us, to give us a brief overview, to say what is it that they're doing in the province, is there any progress, you know, are they getting joy in interacting with the province thus far?
Administrators, you don't have councillors in most municipalities. But this meeting, I must say, is very important because the portfolio committee must then have a way forward to say what is it that we should do to make sure that the people of Northwest are not left out through service delivery, because we as Parliament was appropriated their money. So we need to see how we engage with the department or whoever stakeholders that are deployed in the Northwest to assist in this intervention, to make sure that the money is being spent. And if money not spent, if there is a threat, as we have been told now, we should then be able to say as portfolio committee, because there is, these people are under administration, what mechanism we can put in place, working with the department and national treasury to make sure that the people of Northwest, they are not losing their money, because there is an intervention that's supposed to have happened in Northwest. So before we reach that level, let me allow GM will come back to what the Honorable Seke is raising, and then and would have to deal with the how we move forward in the process. The meeting has been relevant because we didn't have this information. If we have said that Northwest is under administration, we don't call them, and we were going to be called the meeting when there is the hullabaloo in the media where the money has been taken. This meeting is relevant, and it's upon us as members of the committee to work with the relevant authority to make sure that the money that we have appropriated for people of Northwest are used in the Northwest. Let me allow, I'm not sure who's starting to respond, GM Masogo and GM Mufete.
I can start, my friend, she can close it.
Okay.
No, your excellent comrade chair, thank you very much. And we must thank Comrade Mashi, who was able to hold the fort while we're still traveling. And then thank also Umangtem, our DM, and also our MEC, Comrade Dumi, and all the team. I'll just be quick, and then Trevor and the team can finish the other ones. What Honorable Mhlala, we've asked, the issue of the age analysis and tariffs, Trevor will come into that. But the question you're asking about the establishment of regional utilities, I'll request that Honorable Mhlala, if you find time, you can actually look at the two documents the department has produced, the National Water Resource Strategy, the second version, which was approved, and also the National Water and Sanitation Master Plan. We are currently looking at the institutional arrangement for the whole water sector, because remember, there are institutions that are reporting to the minister. One of the issues that you know is that we are having institutions that are managing our national water resource infrastructure, which is in the main our water trading entity, including TCTA. And there was a time when there were many water boards, but at a particular point, those water boards were then reduced, those particular numbers. And the department is actually currently produced a discussion document. There's been a lot of consultation, and we are doing consultation amongst ourselves in listing the regional utilities, so that at least you can have kind of a wall-to-wall coverage. The regional utilities will look at the regional infrastructure in the main, and in this case, normally this work will be falling through the water boards. But we must never forget that as current legislation stands now, municipalities are empowered by the law to choose their own water services. mansions and so forth the minister gives. That matter we know about it, but let's wait. The team is going to, at a particular point, come back and be able to clarify all the issues around institutional arrangements, whether what will happen in terms of the national water resource infrastructure, how should we manage it, and what is our take, and how do we infrastructure at the regional level in terms of water utilities, what should also municipalities do, CMAs, and water reservation. The issue of the groundwater that has also been raised. Groundwater, you will know that if you look at the presentation by Trevor, in the main, that province of Northwest, what drives its economy? That province is driven in the main by mining, and is driven by agriculture, and is also driven by other industries that are there. And agriculture in the main is one of the biggest users for that particular province, if you look at our water allocation. But at the very same time, you know that Northwest, in terms of water availability, they are relying mostly in terms of the surface water. Then there are dams, but there is also, we have some shared water causes, especially Botswana and Zimbabwe. And there is no international obligation in terms of the treaties were signed in terms of the protocol. Groundwater has been one of the available options that that province needs to use, and there is a very good potential for groundwater in the province. But as you will know, there are certain instances where, because of issues of drought, the aquifers are not being recharged because we have not been having good rains in certain parts of that particular province, whether it's Free State, whether it's in the Eastern Cape. If there is no rain or we don't have adequate rainfall, you will know that scientifically you will not be able to recharge the aquifers unless you actually do an artificial recharge when you have some particular water that is there. Therefore, the issues of tensions amongst users, they are bound to be there. That's why the department has been speaking to you. One of the most important aspects is to deal with the issues of dispute allocation, where certain sectors, they must be able to use less water, so it becomes free water for other users, but at the very same time be able to produce more. That's why we are looking at the water allocation reform, but also looking at the instruments in the hands of the state, which are the water use authorization that will include the validation and verification that will ultimately lead to compulsory licensing. At the very same time, when users, you also want to give them a just transition, because you can't just wake up in the morning and do a declaration that they must have their water by this. You need to be able to allow them to do just transition, applying water conservation and demand management strategies, but at the very same time applying appropriate technologies to deal with some of those issues. The province of Northwest, they do have they have always had their own water plan. The department, because we've given you the scenario planning and the projection about the water needs, even for this particular period of 2030, 2040, 2050, and we are very clear projection that for the growth potential of that province, what are these things that needs to be done? Therefore, our reconciliation study is working with the province up to date, but there are challenges. The report we are referring to of South African Institute for Civil Engineers, please note that that report, they compiled that report because they work with the department. And that's why that report actually indicates that infrastructure was well developed because of an apartheid policy, and also because of mineral deposits. And those reports, they've been able to take into account some of the issues that are clearly articulated in the National Water and Sanitation Master Plan around the issues of the neglect of infrastructure, the issues of O&M, the issues of future investment in terms of CAPEX. That's why when the president addressed us yesterday, you could see that water has become one of the apex network industries that should be able to drive the economy together with the issues of power generation. On the issue that Honorable Mkhonto, we have mentioned, I think Trevor would be able to deal with some of those issues. Safe to say that terms of the regulations of 2001, how we do some of those things, including those assessments that Trevor was giving you now. Those assessments are on the basis of the work we've done, and all the water-related work, whether is it mixed money, whether is it our big money, all those technical evaluation reports, they must come to the department so that we can say okay or no. Tribal authorities will always work with them, and if there are tensions or certain challenges in certain tribal authorities, like Honorable Chairperson, you referred the issue around Bembe, we should be able to go into that. And if Honorable Mkhosi, you know of a particular area where the tribal authorities and the municipalities are not cooperating well on water-related matters, we'll be able to come into that space. But we've enjoyed a very good working relationship with a number of tribal councils that are around the country. But if there are certain issues from time to time, we have the capacity and the commitment and where we value to go and deal with those issues. Comrade Trevor, if you can deal with that detailed issue around payments, and then the issues of the VOs, the aid analysis and tariffs.
Yes, Chair. Chair, I think, Honorable Chair, thank you very much. Honorable Dean, thank you very much. Just to add on to your comment around the 2017 scorecard by SAICE, just to also confirm that the department does have a working relationship with SAICE as well. In fact, that's in place. The Grootfontein in particular, I'm going to ask Chadwick just to talk very briefly around what's happening at Grootfontein, the decline in the groundwater, which was mentioned by Honorable Mashala, but DM has covered very broadly.
And greetings to the Chairperson, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members, the Chairpersons of the Board, from water boards as well as colleagues from the department. Honorable Chair, I think maybe the first thing that I wanted to indicate was just to show that in the province, rainfall actually declines as one moves from east to west, and so does groundwater. There's more groundwater in the east where there's more rainfall, because most of groundwater comes from recharge from the rainfall. And we've had very low rainfall in the past 3 to 4 years. Therefore, that relates to the decline of the water table in the Grootfontein compartment, for example. It's not only in the Grootfontein compartment where there has been this decline, but we've also seen municipalities suffering from the same effect of little recharge of the boreholes, where most of their boreholes actually run dry. And even with the implementation of some of the projects, it was very difficult. Having said that, I also want to indicate that we at the Northwest, in terms of the water quality, I will come to the questions that were raised. In terms of water quality, we're sitting at the receiving end of all the effluents that are coming from Ekurhuleni, Johannesburg, and Tshwane. And all those end up in Hartbeespoort Dam, which is currently highly eutrophic. That is, it's got a lot of nutrients, and that expresses itself by way of accelerated growth of algae, where the whole dam turns green at certain times of the year, and at certain times of the year you have a lot of icings on the dam. And we need to strike a balance in terms of algae and water icings. But the crucial thing is to ensure that the wastewater treatment works in the upper catchment of the Hartbeespoort Dam are actually operating in terms of their license conditions. Tensions regarding the is there will always be tensions in areas where the resource is limited. In the Northwest, most of the best sites for building, and we therefore need to start looking at ensuring that we also use the return flows as a resource to ensure that we enhance and we balance the water supply and the water demand. The only district that one can safely say is in sort of balance in terms of demand and supply is Dr. Ruth, but the other three districts are not in balance. In terms of the general, we are counting a lot on the return flows from the mentioned towns of Johannesburg, Tshwane, and Ekurhuleni. The studies have actually indicated that we will get more water as the developments in those areas grow, so will the water or the return flows grow coming into the Northwest, and we need to ensure that those wastewater treatment that are functioning optimally in order not to affect the quality of our resources across. In Grootfontein, there is competing use of water. Those boreholes that are currently supplying Mafikeng were built way back in the 30s, and some of them have dried out. Most probably because the aquifers may the test, which was completed early this year, to look at alternative resources. The recommendation from that study was that we need to identify other aquifers that are currently not being exploited or currently being used already. Those in order to ensure that we can meet the demand to Mafikeng. So we will need to drill some more boreholes in the identified aquifers. In terms of the master plan, yes, we do have a master plan. However, we need to review the master plan because it's now due for review. It indicates in a broad sense we may need to bring about that balance or the in order to balance the deficits that we're experiencing in the different districts, and also to start exploring the current capacity which is sitting with Midval Water Company. It's not a water board, it's a Section 21 company which has got spare capacity within the infrastructure. There's no overlap. As most of our water boards would like to grow their footprint in the province, we need to be careful not to create that overlap. The issue around the vehicles, Honorable Chair, normally a vehicle will have to be applied for before the actual money is spent. So currently what we have experienced is that implementing agents that in itself creates a lot of problems for us because we need to get National Treasury approval before those vehicles can be approved, as well as for them to be paid. They need to be approved, and they are not approved by the department, but they are approved by National Treasury. So there is that process that needs to be followed, but our implementing agents and municipalities need to follow that due diligence of ensuring that this money is actually spent on the project. I think I have covered the issues that were left out the DG and the DM Chair, Honourable Chair. Thank you.
Oh, true.
Thank you very much. Can we get respond, Honourable Sam Chakash? And then I will followed by your acting DG.
Thank you very much, Chair.